Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect cloudy skies, periods of rain, a low in the upper 30s. Your forecast in minutes. The state has identified land for an Upper Cumberland State Veterans Cemetery. The 90-acre property sits off the 320 exit of Interstate 40 in Cumberland County. Travis Murphy is the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Veterans Services. He said the State Building Commission's Executive Subcommittee meets next week to consider moving forward with purchasing the land.
We're really excited. We think this is a positive step forward. Clearly, we're not at the end, but excited to take another positive step in the right direction. I think we'll have some more positive news Monday after that executive subcommittee meeting.
If approved, Murphy said the State of Tennessee Real Estate Asset Management Team would begin contract negotiations and environmental testing of the land. A homeless man has landed behind bars for allegedly stabbing a person in the heart. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office charged Derek Allen Morgan with aggravated assault Thursday. He has not yet posted his $40,000 bond amount. The incident happened early Tuesday morning on Crossville Highway when the victim attempted to remove Morgan from his vehicle. An arrest warrant said Morgan stabbed Ryan Parsons in the arm and right atrium of the heart. Detective Roger Cooper said today that Parsons is recovering from his wounds. The investigation remains ongoing. With the holiday season starting, so has the flu season. CRMC Infection Prevention Manager Stephanie Etter said the best way to prevent the flu is the shot.
It's really a misconception that the flu shot doesn't work, because even if it's not a perfect match, you're still going to get a partial match. If you get the flu and you've had the flu shot, you're not going to have as many symptoms. You shouldn't have as high a fever, and you shouldn't be sick for as many days. So partial protection is better than no protection.
Etter said there's been at least 20 type B cases at the hospital so far, but that could increase after children return to school from the Christmas break holiday. Verizon Wireless plans to install a small cell pole near the Cumberland County Justice Center and Cumberland Medical Center. Verizon Representative Alex Broski said the 4G capacity node will bolster service to that area.
Our RF folks have identified this particular area as being overwhelmed with data usage. And so the small cell basically offloads the traffic from that particular cell and gives increased bandwidth and speed. So everybody else that's getting their coverage from, you know, the macro side that may be in a different sector won't be affected. In fact, they may have improved coverage if this traffic is being offloaded on a small cell with a separate fiber run.
If approved by the Crossville City Council, Broski said Verizon will forward the recommendation to TDOT. Verizon plans to install the 15-foot tower on South Main Street in front of the old high school. The Tennessee Higher Education Commission director and his father will serve as co-commencement speakers at the Tennessee Tech graduation ceremony tomorrow. Mike Krause has served as THEC director since 2006. His father, Mike Krause Sr., graduated from Tech in 1992 with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Mike Krause and Mike Krause Sr. both served in the armed forces. They will speak in front of 1,100 graduating students during two ceremonies scheduled for 9:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. The Jackson County Chamber of Commerce recently finished designs for its rebranding campaign. Chamber President Jordan Hunter said that project began about a year ago.
We were looking at what is it that we're trying to bring people here to do? What is it that we do well? And we had a bunch of different answers when we looked at ourselves. So what we wanted to do was get a collective group opinion of what it is that we do well, what it is that we want people to think about Jackson County when they think Jackson County. What is it that they see, or what is it that they want to come do when they think of Jackson County? So so we really just started working on it first of last year. We brought Tennessee Tech Department of Rural Innovation in, and they went through a whole SWOT analysis of, you know, as a chamber, as a group, through every meeting, we did a SWOT analysis. We gave all of our opinions, and we wanted to make sure that everybody who wanted to be included in that discussion got included, got their voice heard, because we want this to be something that the county as a whole can buy into. And in that way, whenever people come to our community, they feel it. They feel that the community is behind this. So that was really important to us. So we got everybody involved. We went through the whole process. and we came out with the first phase of the brand this month. So we've got a new logo. We got all the colors and new website. And it is a first phase of this website. So there's still some work to do, but we have all of our tourism-based businesses in there. And it's someplace for people to go to when they want to come to Jackson County. They can go there and figure out what is there to do, where can I stay, things like that. So it was very important.
Jackson County Chamber of Commerce President Jordan Hunter with us. Jordan, phase one has ended. So do you go in standstill mode now, or what direction do you go in? What does phase two look like?
So definitely not at a standstill. Now we are trying to implement the brand, so bring it out into the community. We're doing a, anytime we have a chance to put the new logo out there and to get the word out about the new website, we are putting in all the papers. Anything that we're doing for Christmas has it on there. We're also putting up a billboard locally at the PSA. So those are things that we're working on to try to get our new logo and our new brand out there in the community. See what people in the locally think about it, trying to get that exposure out in the community, and then eventually we're going to go out into other surrounding counties on the interstate and implement that branding there, so that way we can start drawing people in. So that's our whole goal.
The rebranding project basically came at no cost, according to Hunter. You can visit Jackson County's new website by visiting explorejctn.com.